This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. This has been Colorado's worst wildfire season since 2020. That's due to a persistent mega drought across the state, and even the monsoon season hasn't helped. CPR climate editor Tegan Wendland says that has to do with dry storms.
Think lightning, but no rain. It's monsoon season now, so it's normal to have storms, right? But it's so dry and there's so little humidity that the storms just produce lightning, which hits the dry grass and kindling and keeps starting these fires.
The state's fourth largest wildfire in history, meanwhile, is raising some questions about how well prisons and jails are equipped to deal with climate change and disasters. The Lee Fire caused an evacuation of the Rifle Correctional Center to a facility hours away. Shida Dashti is a civil engineering professor at CU Boulder who studies how climate change affects incarcerated people.
With climate change and an increased frequency and intensity of some of these climatic hazards, there's just a higher likelihood that they would be exposed to these circumstances more.
Dashti published a study last year showing around three-quarters of Colorado's prisons or jails are in places with elevated risk for wildfires, heat, floods, or landslides. The Lee Fire is now officially the fourth largest fire in state history. Though 90% contained, it's now more than 138,000 acres, making it larger than the historic Hayman Fire of 2020. With heavy rain expected across the western slope today, fire officials are both hoping for relief and bracing for the risk of flash flooding and mudslides. To the south, the Derby Fire in Eagle and Garfield counties is more than 5,000 acres and remains 0% contained. Fire managers there said the rain helped put some of it out overnight. This is CPR News in KRCC.